Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. 12 minutes now before the top of the hour. With us in studio from the Culture and Manners Institute, our friend Calista Gould. We're going to be talking about that ever-present cell phone and usage of that cell phone and what's appropriate and what's not. Welcome back to the News Hour, Calista. Good to see you.
Thank you, Michael. I always enjoy being on the show.
You know, this is because these kinds of things that you talk about are invasive in our lives, manners and being kind and knowing what to do when you're out to dinner or lunch or a business event or any of those kinds of things are part and parcel of the business life. And so why not have you in on a regular basis to talk about these things? It makes sense.
Right.
So recently you had published a piece about telephones and manners. What's going on?
Well, the Pew Research Center had a recent study, and it was about attitudes towards cell phones. And it kind of, you know, usually etiquette instructors are haranguing people about bad cell phone use.
Sure.
But the Pew Research showed that actually cell phones are sometimes used for good.
Huh?
They're used to collaborate. Say you're
very
out
much.
To group of friends, you want to go see a movie. One person pulls out their cell phone, does all the research, and that's for the good of the group.
Sure.
That
happens often.
Yes. And you're out, you're in a meeting, somebody looks for some facts on something or a schedule, you know, pull out
right,
the phone and there it is.
Yeah.
So that is using the cell phone to collaborate.
And a good use of it.
Right.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And the Pew study said, I think 78% of the use is used to collaborate for the good of a group.
All right. So what about that other 22%?
There's another 30%, and there must have been some overlap there, of people that use it to disengage.
Oh.
And that is where you run aground with your rude cell phone behavior.
Got it.
That's when you're using it to withdraw from the group.
And not only a group, but sometimes it can be with people that you have a regular relationship with. You know, rather than sit down to dinner and have a conversation, people might be buried in their cell phone or iPad.
Yes, and it would be no surprise that the younger people thought it was okay to pull out the cell phone during dinner.
Yeah.
Most parents would probably disagree.
Well, you know, I saw a recent statistic on cell phone usage and smartphone usage in particular, and it is used in some surprising places at surprising times. I mean, in a house of worship, in the shower, you know, and it goes on and on and on of all these, and you go, really? You know, is that? And apparently it's accurate. But what can we do to better be aware of our surroundings and then utilizing the cell phone in an appropriate way and something that's more culturally refined and decent?
Well, one thing that was good about the Pew study is they were in agreement that it's bad to bring it out in a house of worship. But what we can do is just be aware of the people around you. When can you use your cell phone? When you're alone.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, when you pull it out at the airport and you're talking loudly, that's, you know, disturbing to the people around you. When you are, and it's funny about the airplane.
It is, isn't it?
Because what do people do as soon as the airplane lands? Which
out come the cell phones.
Out comes the cell phone. And they all have the same conversation. What do they say?
I'm here.
We're on the
We're
ground.
On the ground, yeah.
Somebody is going, thanks, I'm in the terminal. So, you know, it's a good thing you have that for emergencies.
Absolutely. The cell phone utilization in the business aspect, okay, not just social, but in the business aspect. And there are times, I think, when everybody's sitting around. But let's say that you're having a breakfast meeting and there's four or five people sitting down together. We did that just this morning, as a matter of fact. And wouldn't you know it, about 5 minutes into the conversation, somebody's cell phone goes off. That can be distracting not only to the business that's being conducted, but it's also kind of not so nice behavior, is it?
I remember somebody introduced me once to their VP. And he started saying, hey, how you doing? And I thought he was talking to me. Then he turned his head and he had one of those Bluetooth.
Yeah.
So, yes, it is distracting in business.
So what do we do about this?
Well, I think
you're the cultures and manners. slap us down. Tell us what we ought to be doing.
In a meeting, whoever is in charge of running the meeting has to set down some rules.
Ah.
If you don't want the cell phone in there, if you're doing kind of a creative, collaborative event, brainstorming, you can say, everybody turn their cell phone off and just focus.
Yeah. You might find this interesting. I have, over the past 2 weeks, I've done something interesting. Just as an experiment, I go untethered for several hours a day.
Ooh.
I leave my cell phone in the office or in the vehicle.
Right.
And when I go into a meeting, it is not with me. And I tell you what, I have to admit to you, I'm not looking at it. I'm not paying attention to it. I'm much more focused on what the conversation is about. And being untethered is kind of it's liberating.
It's liberating. I was just going to say. you know, there's actually another issue with cell phones and business, and that is who has a right to your cell phone number? Does your employer have a right to have your cell phone number?
That's interesting.
I would say if that's your only way of communicating, if you don't have a landline.
And many people don't.
I would say they do have a right to
Absolutely.
It. But I'd say if you don't, if you do have a separate landline, in some cases, I guess it depends on the job, too.
Sure, absolutely.
But,
this takes us down another rabbit trail, which I think is also interesting. You mentioned a landline, and those are decreasing with some regularity.
Yes.
And pollsters, now that we live in the great state of Iowa, this is the political ground zero for
right.
so many things that are going on. Pollsters are having issues with getting accurate data because why? Well, it costs much more to call a mobile phone than what it does a landline because they can't robocall them. So you have to use a real-life person. So that drives up some of the costs. So some people are going, hey, look, we're not going to use real-life people. We'll just robocall with computers and try to, or computer generated responses to polls. And,
sure.
and so that's another, that's another real issue that's out there as we look at that rabbit trail of politics. So, Calista, give us maybe the top four or five things that we ought to be aware of when it comes to business or social events and cellular phone or smartphone usage.
I would say be present with the people you are around. Especially, we've both been to networking events because
sure.
I've seen you at networking events. And people tend to huddle in the corner with their cell phone mm-hmm. when they could be out. So be present with the people that you are with. Put it away once in a while, just like you were saying. Put it away once
in
a while.
Go untethered every once in a while.
Go untethered. I like that. That's a good word. Also, just set down some rules for yourself and for family members. So you turn the cell phone or put the cell phones away. I've heard people say that they go out to dinner and everybody puts the cell phone in the basket and whoever answers their cell phone first has
pays
to pay
the check.
For dinner.
That's,
so just set down some rules.
Some simple ground rules that might keep you more focused on the task at hand.
Right.
Yeah, and that would certainly make sense.
Another thing that was funny was the difference between men and women.
Mm.
41% of women thought the cell phone disturbed a group event.
Mm-hmm.
But only 32% of men thought that.
Isn't that interesting?
They're probably
checking
their sports scores.
Or checking the stock market, or whatever it happens to be. I think that is an interesting statistic because, as well-connected and as the ability that women have to be much better communicators, generally, I would have thought that would have been maybe reversed, but perhaps that's why it's that way, because men are withdrawing and women are,
It actually surprised me because I've always thought of more women being on their cell phone than men.
I
found it a little bit surprising. But you're right, men withdraw from the events.
Oftentimes, men tend to withdraw from those social interaction skills.
That was certainly my father.
it wasn't mine, but I come by this naturally. Calista Gould is the Culture and Manners Institute. How do people find out more about what it is that you do?
Well, I have a website. cultureandmanners.com. That's Ann spelled out. I also have an etiquette tip of the week, which goes out, and it's very short and entertaining, and you can sign up for that on my website.
Now, etiquette is never a bad thing.
always a good thing.
It is always. It is always a good thing. And in today's world, when we're so busy doing whatever it is that we do, sometimes we forget that culture and manners plays a big part in success in business and personal life.
And most people are pretty good. They just need a little
refresher. Yeah, just right. A refresher. Because who's going to teach it, right?
Exactly.
If it isn't Calista. Calista Gould, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about culture, manners, and the cell phone.
Thank you again, Michael.
All right. We will have all of this up on the podcast for you, so you can check that out a little bit later on. Our thanks to Curtis Fett. Curtis is here from the Fett Financial Group. We were talking about the volatility in the markets as well as, well, September is insurance month, life insurance month, as a matter of fact. Some great information for you from the Business News Hour. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls after he ran into a raccoon the other day and just really did $1,400 worth of damage to his vehicle. Are you kidding me? That's crazy. Also, Mark McDowell, the program director for 1350 KRNT. We've got Jimmy Olson, the voice of Inside on Business. Mary Sayer, the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. For all those people and our guests, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
KAZR HD2, Pella, Des Moines.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRNT, Des Moines.